I'm kind of thinking about life pretty much right now, so I'm confused. Because I might be in love, but I don't know. How do you know if you're in love or not?
My problem.
Radio.
'Cause I'm calculating. I'm calculating love. I'm calculating love. I'm calculating.
Found that cassette in the car. You Can Hurt Your Love Forever by Orange Juice, given to me as a birthday present by Frank Couriat ages ago. Hidden on the B-side, an album by the Danish band Superheroes, the unofficial soundtrack for at least one or two summers long gone. I remember their website, fresh and modern at that time, with diagonal pink stripes like dripping ice cream on a French promenade. Like the asymmetrical haircut you would go and wear some years further. The website is no longer online. You find it on the web archive if you like. So I googled Thomas Troelsen, the former singer, just to get an idea what the guy with one of the oddest voices around is doing nowadays. Troelsen had a huge hit in 2003 with Move Your Feet by Junior Senior. He opened his own recording studio in Copenhagen and, well, seems to produce everything. He has a band called Private, with former band members from the Superheroes, a contract with Universal Denmark, and songs with titles like Crucify My Heart or Secret Lover. Troelsen and his pals look a bit like would-be versions of the Addams Family and sound like, that.
Hide it, you say you wanted to, so I fight it like you do. Twist it and turn it, ooh, you twist it and burn it, ooh, ooh.
Okay.
The band Eight Legs from Stratford-upon-Avon were called Superheroes as well. They had to change their name because of the Danish band, but that is just a side story. Eight Legs played an 18 or so minutes version of their song These Grey Days at a Dior show in Paris when Hedy Slimane was still in charge.
So I'm passed out on the patio, this cold and stony floor. I've been here before 12 times. I'm slimy and I've got one thing on my mind. It's on my mind. Well, she will sit and talk to me. Impressed. She won't comply.
I'm getting more and more bored with that skinny jeans indie boy look and had a discussion with Marie about the incorporation of street style. Rethinking all that, I had to think about the book Subcultures, The Meaning of Style by Dick Heptich. It really helps to at least get a slight understanding of the circulation of subcultures and their industrial and ideological incorporation. But I guess Neue Probleme editor Katharina and the young man from the band did not think about that kind of stuff too much.
Hey, I'm Jack and I'm the guitarist from Eight Legs.
Hello, I'm Adam and I'm the bassist from Eight Legs.
Hello, I'm Jack and I'm the drummer from Eight Legs.
Hello, I'm Sam and I'm the singer from Eight Legs.
Excellent.
And that's the tram from Cologne.
Yeah.
Wow, you could do the oil in those tracks a little.
So, what did you know about Slimane, like, before you got asked to do that thing?
Absolutely nothing. I hadn't even heard of the guy. I thought Christian Dior just made perfume for my mom, but then I found out that it was a really fashionable brand.
So what's your connection to it now that you've done that? Like, does he give you things for free?
At the time, he gave us some clothes, but yeah. We don't have any contact with him anymore. And he's not at Dior anymore, so...
Okay.
Apart from occasionally we get sent like interviews specifically to do with Eddie Slimane, but apart from that, nothing. Oh, we're playing a Dior shop, a party there, on the 4th of June, so cause that's kind of Dior related.
So, like, what is he like? Is he like, is he gay?
I don't know. I couldn't see him. I couldn't imagine him with a partner of any sex. Like, almost like.
You can't answer the question that way.
Why not?
Because well, you've done him.
Well, I said I don't know.
Standard.
What, that I don't know? Okay.
Okay. So we don't know what, like, what whoever he fancies. So did you ever feel out of place when you were doing that?
What, doing the show?
Yeah.
Writing the music? No, not really, to be honest. I think, looking back, I probably should have felt completely out of my depth, but at the time it was all natural and it felt fine.
The Moulinex remix of Cut Copy should already have been in one of the former issues of Neue Probleme Radio. Moulinex are two producers from Portugal. One of them currently resides in Munich, Germany. I reside from the block Disco Dust. Their love for classical French house remains obvious, and the whole Moulinex sound is always deeply rooted in disco, with influences ranging from Giorgio Moroder over Daft Punk to Jackson, Chainsaw and Candy.
You
Ludwig Berger is a German composer, age 21. I first listened to one of his tracks on Christian Kracht's MySpace profile. Kracht is a German writer. I wanted Mario to write a text about the night flanking Nocturne Opus 2. I never received a text. That was Neue Probleme Radio.
On se voit pour la première fois. Il y a que les premières fois qui m'intéressent.
Alors oui, tu vas pas faire l'enfer.
Si j'avais un enfant, je le laisserais tomber après son premier mot. Pendant des années, j'ai voulu faire l'amour. Puis un jour, je l'ai fait. C'est comme... Sauf non, c'est le contraire. Les rêves formidables la nuit. J'ai jamais cherché à les réaliser, juste à les refaire les nuits d'après. Tu veux du thé ?
Je veux bien.
Avec une tasse. Quelqu'un a coupé l'étiquette. Impossible de savoir ce que c'est.